Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A warm and sunny day across Israel today, with temperatures reaching comfortable highs. In Tel Aviv, a perfect day to be out and about. Jerusalem enjoys similar weather, while Haifa sees slightly cooler breezes. A mild evening is expected as the sun sets. Here are today's headlines. First, IDF troops secretly crossed the Litani River, fought Hezbollah for 3 days, and exposed invasion tunnels, according to Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, a personalized Iranian cyber attack is targeting Israeli morale, as reported by the National Cyber Directorate just minutes ago via JNS. Also, this hour, Kuwait thwarted an Iranian infiltration into an island under its control, as Walla reported earlier today. Separately, the Australian government commits additional funding for Jewish security, part of a $604.2 million package, as per the Australian Jewish News from earlier today. And finally, the High Court is weighing petitions against the appointment of Roman Goffman as Israel's Mossad chief, reported by I-24 News in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 posted just minutes ago about Kuwait arresting 4 infiltrators linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard attempting to enter by sea. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 highlighted Spain's significant contribution to EU population growth due to immigration, noting that Spain added nearly 700,000 foreign-born residents, as they posted earlier. IL Red Alert reported that an initial Israeli Air Force investigation into an interception near Eilat found one object over the sea was intercepted successfully, though its origin remains unknown. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's secret operation, Ynet reports that Israeli forces crossed the Litani River under heavy fire. Golani troops engaged Hezbollah fighters over 3 days, uncovering invasion tunnels. This operation underscores the ongoing tensions and strategic maneuvers in the region, posing significant implications for regional stability. Turning to the Iranian cyber attack, the National Cyber Directorate identified a broad attempt to undermine Israeli morale. Messages targeted collective peace of mind. This highlights the cyber dimension of regional conflicts and the persistent threats facing Israel's digital infrastructure. Meanwhile, Kuwait's action against Iranian operatives. Walla's reporting indicates that a 6-member armed cell attempted to infiltrate Boubian Island. This incident reflects the broader geopolitical tensions involving Iran in the region, with potential repercussions on Gulf security dynamics. On the diplomatic front, Australia increases security funding for Jewish communities. The Australian Jewish News details the $604.2 million allocation over 5 years. This commitment aims to combat anti-Semitism and violent extremism, signaling a strong stance against hate and supporting community safety. Finally, the High Court's review of Roman Goffman's appointment as Mossad chief. I-24 News notes the legal scrutiny surrounding his selection. This decision could impact the leadership and direction of one of Israel's key intelligence agencies, influencing national security strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, at the Yazamiot Female Entrepreneurship event, Noah Tamir, CEO of Calculist, emphasized that when women lead, the future expands, as reported by CTEC earlier today. Separately, military simulator company Bagheera plans to raise 1 billion shekels in a taste IPO with major potential in international sales, according to Globes from earlier today. And finally, Walla Business reports on the rush for dollars amid closed skies and low exchange rates as Israelis seek currency exchangers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.